Family worship not to be neglected, November 14. Trust in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. We should be much happier and more useful if our home life and social intercourse were governed by the principles of the Christian religion, and illustrated the meekness and simplicity of Christ. Let visitors see that we try to make all around us happy by our cheerfulness, sympathy, and love. While we endeavor to secure the comfort and happiness of our guests, let us not overlook our obligation to God. The hour of prayer should not be neglected for any consideration. At an early hour of the evening, when you can pray unhurriedly and understandingly, present your supplication, and raise your voices in happy, grateful praise. Let all who visit Christians see that the hour of prayer is the most sacred, the most precious, and the happiest hour of the day. Such an example will not be without effect. These seasons of devotion exert a refining, elevating influence upon all who participate in them. Right thoughts and new and better desires will be awakened in the hearts of the most careless. The hour of prayer brings a peace and rest grateful to the weary spirit, for the very atmosphere of a Christian home is that of peace and restfulness. In every act the Christian should seek to represent his Master, to make his service appear attractive. 9/10 of the trials and perplexities that so many worry over are either imaginary, or brought upon themselves by their own wrong course. They should cease to talk of these trials, and cease to magnify them. The Christian may commit every worriment, every disturbing thing to God. Nothing is too small for our compassionate Savior to notice, nothing is too great for Him to carry. Then let us set our hearts and homes in order. Let us teach our children that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and let us, by a cheerful, happy, well-ordered life, express our gratitude and love to Him who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. But above all things, let us fix our thoughts and the affections of our hearts on the dear Savior who suffered for guilty man, and thus opened heaven for us. Love to Jesus cannot be hidden, but will make itself seen and felt. It exerts a wondrous power. It makes the timid bold, the slothful diligent, the ignorant wise. It makes the stammering tongue eloquent, and rouses the dormant intellect into new life and vigor. It makes the desponding hopeful, the gloomy joyous. Love to Christ will lead its possessor to accept responsibilities and cares for His sake, and to bear them in His strength.